Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a lot of ways, the Patriots, if you look around just the AFC East for now, but you could expand this to the whole conference. The Patriots are kind of the adults in the room right now, which I did not like. Of all the things I wasn't expecting to see this early, Drake May becoming an 80% deep ball thrower and, you know, Steph Diggs coming back from an ACL as fast as he did and putting up almost 250 yards in those two games. Various things like that. You know, like I just, there was a lot of things I've been surprised by. But what I'm very much surprised by is the fact that this is all going smoothly. you're not seeing any sort of big public dust-ups, nothing. And you look around at these other teams, in the AFC East anyway, the Jets and the Dolphins are a mess, obviously, both of them. The Jets are still looking for their first win with their new coach, whose highlight so far this year was him dancing down the sideline and then someone putting the Earth, Wind, and Fire over it, which was fantastic, by the way. But that's, you know, that's been their best play. And that's a team with some talent on it. That's a team with a number one wide receiver, a number one corner, two guys that were rookies of the year, and they have not been able to do anything with that. Imagine that. Imagine having the best corner and the best wide receiver of the rookie class and having them on rookie deals and not being able to do a blessed thing with that. And I know that Rodgers getting hurt was a big blow to all of this, but still, I mean, they should have been able to rebound somehow and put something around those two guys, and they just have not been able to.
The New York J-E-T-E Jets!
Especially to the point now that they're talking about even maybe trading Breece Hall, which I don't think Patriots fans should get excited about. I don't think you should really even put that in your mind. I don't think they're going to trade him to the Patriots. But stranger things have happened. Anyway, they're a mess. The Dolphins are a mess. And the Bills are still a good team, but Sean McDermott right now, I mean, there's a lot. His defense is leaky. The offense suddenly in, like, close situations, late in close situations. That offense looks very human, doesn't it? I wasn't expecting to see that either. I was expecting Buffalo to roll in some of these games, and they have not been able to. Now, the Jets and the Patriots this year both entered the season. They were top 10 lottery teams, right? Miami wasn't a lottery team. They were 8-9. They picked 13th in the draft. They were coming off of a regression last year, so, you know, it was they were trending in the wrong direction, but they weren't bad yet. Like, now they're bad. The Bills were the odds-on favorites, and the Patriots have managed to fight their way into first place with nothing, no drama at all, really. And the coaches in the front office appear to be aligned, although I guess we'll find out more about that when we get to the trade deadline, but doesn't it seem like maybe it's because Mike Vrabel's running the show, but it does seem as though everybody's on the same page, and it didn't seem like that ever last year, and it didn't seem like that at all in the last years of Belichick. Belichick was still running everything, but you could tell that there was a lot of division in that room. You could tell that there was ownership division, people just getting muscled out of Belichick's inner circle. Like, it was very dysfunctional, and it was clear to anybody who was paying attention, and anyone who's paying attention now, that whole thing just went completely off the rails, and then last year never really got on the rail. I mean, it was just, you know, it was a disaster. It was a total disaster, and that's been kind of, I don't want to say repaired completely, but you're not seeing that now. You're not seeing any of that stuff. We'll know more at the trade deadline if this front office and this coaching staff is really as aligned as they appear to be. But they sure appear to be. Vrabel got his guy. You know, he got Cowden in there. Elliott Wolf still, you know, obviously the GM of the team. And maybe Vrabel just sort of tells him what to do and he has carte blanche to be more hands-on with the roster, which, by the way, was a major sticking point with him at the end of his tenure at Tennessee. When he finished at Tennessee, that was a big problem, is that he wanted Cowden as his GM. They said, no, we're going with this other guy. He didn't like the other guy. That other guy's been fired, by the way. What the hell's his name? Rand Carthen, who got fired last year. That's who they went with, and Vrabel didn't like it, and he pitched a fit, and then he went to New England and all of that. And we'll get to Vrabel and sort of his role in all of this in a minute. But I think when we get to the trade deadline, we'll see exactly how aligned everyone is. And I think that goes beyond even the front office. I think that goes to ownership. I think that goes beyond sort of just, you know, the people on the field and in the front office. I think that's organizational philosophy, something that, you know, the Crafts aren't going to get in the way of, but also something that I think in the past there have been restrictions on signing people, trading for someone when the value is in the draft pick and having a young player who's under cost control instead of trading for someone who costs more money. I mean, these are factors that all owners take into consideration when they have a proposal or something like that come across their desk. So it's not crazy to think about. The Patriots have also won 3 of their 4 games coming back. And not even like in the New Orleans game, they trailed in the second quarter, right? They were down 16-14 in the second quarter. They drove the ball down, had the touchdown to Kayshon Booty, and then they never gave the lead back. But they were down, right? I mean, they were down in that game. And they were going back and forth with the Saints, and they came back and they held them off. But there was a fourth quarter comeback in Miami. They were down 27-23 in the fourth quarter against Miami. They were down 10-6 in the third quarter to Buffalo. And that's not all just Drake May, you know, like he's been great, of course. But these are things that last year's team, you just didn't see. You didn't see the Patriots with Mac Jones, with Jacoby Brissett, and even last year with Drake May. You just didn't see them coming back from deficits in winning games. That was like seeing Halley's Comet. You never saw that. And now you've seen it 3 times in the first 6 games, 50% of the games, there's been a comeback win. And, one-third of the games it's been in the second half. And I think that that's significant. I think that that matters. If you want to talk about this team maturing and becoming the adults in the room here in the AFC or the AFC East, that's a big part of it. They don't melt down at the end of these games. In fact, I'd even say right now, you're talking about a close and late situation. Patriots or the Bills? You know, the records are what they are, but the Patriots have been better in those situations. The Bills lately have been melting down a little bit in those situations, on offense and on defense. I think the Patriots have a better defense than the Bills. They might have the best defense, definitely in the AFC East. You want to put it up with the other defenses in the AFC? I think you can do that. I think that that's not a crazy proposition. Now, they're going to have to start winning more games to put the stink of those losses to Pittsburgh and in Vegas behind them. And sort of, you know, build up stats that will counter those. But talent-wise, with Gonzalez out there and this front continuing to develop and, you know, sort of the guys they got up front creating that kind of pressure, like, I think they have all the things that you could want in a defense. And they have all the things you could want in a young quarterback. I saw a piece in The Athletic that said that the Patriots, more than any other team, have faced defenses with more men in the box than any other offense. And I don't think that that's necessarily going to persist. You can't only have one safety when you got Drake May out there completing 80% of his deep balls. Like, that's natural. And that's one thing I talked about last week, is right now what Drake May is doing is incredible. And this is before he even had that game against New Orleans. Like, what he's doing this year and the consistency of it so far here early in the year since that rocky start has been eye-popping. I mean, really eye-popping. And for that to persist, He's going to have to be able to adapt to different defenses and different looks, and the fact that the entire league is going to get film on him. And there's a lot of bad teams and bad defenses out there, and they can have all the film in the world. But, you know, you go up against the good teams, the good defenses, like one you got coming up a week from Sunday in Cleveland. And I know that game's not in Cleveland, but in the Cleveland Browns, I mean. You're going to have to deal with a defense that you haven't seen yet. Like, you haven't seen a defense like Cleveland's yet. You haven't really seen any good defenses yet. Like, you look at the schedule, it's not, Pittsburgh's is fine. They were good. But, like, other than that, you've played some cupcake defenses so far here. And, listen, I'm not trying to take away from what May and the offense have accomplished, but I think it's going to be a real reality check when they have to go up against a team like Cleveland.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
As for Tennessee, this team coming up here, we mentioned this yesterday, but there is no real talk of this being a trap game. There's no real discussion of that, and I think we all know why. Tennessee is just hopeless.
I mean, if we're keeping a buck right now, we ass.
They are. I mean, they're pretty ass. But that was also a team that was ass last year, too. And they beat you last year. They didn't beat this team. They beat the Gerard Mayo team. But Drake May played in that game. Drake May went up against not that exact defense, but not one that's that different. And they turned him over at the end of that game. You know, I'm just saying, like, that the Patriots weren't nearly as good last year as they are this year. But the Titans were just as bad. And they took it to you in that game. And, again, I don't necessarily think that that's going to play out here. I just think that everyone's very quick to dismiss the idea that there could be any sort of trap game going on with the emotions of Vrabel and going back to play against Tennessee and all that other stuff, the emotions that they may have, you know, about that, this guy who was here and then, you know, he caused problems and then he left. Like, well, we'll see about that. But I think that right now there is a team-wide culture shift going on with this Patriots team, and it is very, very noticeable. To the point where I think you can't really deny it. Now, there's still 11 games to go, and that's a lot of weeks, you know. I mean, we're still very much in the early stages of this season. But they've given fans something to invest in. I think they've given ownership in the front office something to invest in terms of the deadline and trying to add, trying to, you know, make some moves here, if that means sacrificing a draft pick or two in order to bring in some help for this team this year. I know Vrabel said the other day, and we talked about this last night, Joe. Vrabel said the other day that it doesn't matter what your record is. You always want to try and improve the team and add at the deadline. And I said, that's not right. Like, how are we? Of course it's different if you're winning. When you're 1-5 to start the year, you're not going to add at the, you're not going to make a big trade. You're going to try and get more draft picks. You're going to try and load up in the offseason and start rebuilding. That's a totally different thing than what this team should be doing. This team shouldn't be thinking that way. They should be thinking, we should add at the deadline. We should go out there, find some bad team with a running back that we can pick the carcass of and get an edge rusher or whatever it is that we need, another guy in the secondary on defense, and a running back or maybe a wide receiver who can help Diggs and Booty.
I don't know if that has a bearing on anything. We'll just continue to try to, you know, strengthen the roster.
It does have a bearing on it. We all know it does. Mike Vrabel, by the way. Going back to Tennessee, there's no love lost there. But I did want to go back over some of the details of him leaving and how that all went down.
Because it was ugly.
It was an ugly finish there. It was an ugly finish with ownership. It got very contentious. They're not doing anything for him. They're not acknowledging him at all. And not that they need to. It's not like he won anything there. It's not like he won a bunch of Super Bowls and they're going to like ignore him. They're probably looking at it like, yeah, you had two good seasons, three. And then it fell off and then we fired you and that was that. And the whole time you were flirting with the Patriots and going over there and talking about how great their organization was, like in the middle of the season on the bye week with us, which is really, I think, the big sticking point. Because he hated the new GM. He hated that they brought in Rand Carthen. He wanted Cowden. Carthen, as I mentioned, got fired after last season. They finished 7-10 and 6-11 in those last 2 years. And he just really ticked off Strunk by going to the Hall of Fame induction at the bye week. He talked about how great New England is, what a great organization it is. And if you're the Patriots, not that there's a lot to worry about here when it comes to Mike Vrabel, but you're certainly not going to worry about that. Oh, what? He was flirting with the Patriots? Well, we're the Patriots, and he's here now, so we got him. So, you know, you don't have to worry about that happening. Again, I don't think. You also don't really have to worry about the two losing seasons. Or not about the two losing seasons. You do have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about Cowden, because Cowden's here, too. And it seems like Vrabel's running the show, even though Elliott Wolf has the title. It seems like everything kind of goes through Mike. But you do have to worry about those two losing seasons. Especially you have to worry about 2022. You probably don't remember the Tennessee Titans 2022 season. I barely remembered it. I just looked it up today just to go back over those 2 years and sort of see how they went and what kind of starts those teams got off to and everything else. You remember in 2022, it was the year after they moved on from A.J. Brown. Derrick Henry was still there. I think their lead receiver that year was Robert Woods, and you knew that Vrabel didn't like the fact that they traded Brown, but they did. They had Derrick Henry, obviously, Tannehill, pretty good defense. In 2022, guess what the Titans' record was after six games, Joe? Take a guess.
Without knowing anything, I'm going to say they were 2-4.
Try 4-2. Exactly the same record as the Patriots right now. They were 4-2. In fact, after 10 games, they were 7-3. And the year before, they went 12-5, were the number one team in the AFC, and then lost in the division round to Burrow and the Bengals. And Burrow, they went on to the Super Bowl that year, right? That was their Super Bowl year, I think. And they
21
lost.
Into 22
right.
Was their Super Bowl year.
Yeah. So, you know, they lost and then came back the next year, started off that 2022 season, and were like shot out of a cannon. And then after going to 7-3, poised to definitely win their division and probably be near the top of the AFC again after 10 games, they lost out. They lost seven straight games. Just think about that. Like, that's, it almost seems like impossible. Like, how could that happen? They lost seven in a row.
Definition of a fall from grace.
Yeah. Henry was still there. He rushed for 1,500 yards. But that, I mean, just, we're all real happy about the start, right? We're all real happy about what the Patriots are doing and the start that they've gotten off to. I am. I'm thrilled. But I went back and looked at that, and I, like, shuddered. I was like, ugh. I had, like, a chill go down my spine. Because that was a team that looked like world beaters and had also just come off a very successful season the year before. I know they lost in the playoffs, but that was, like, a great regular season. And they were off to a tremendous start and looked like they were just going to continue dominating. And instead, after 10 games, they didn't win another game. They lost out that year. They lost seven in a row. Now, big difference. Their quarterback was Ryan Tannehill, who got hurt. They had Malik Willis playing. Josh Dobbs was actually on that team, ironically. and even when Tannehill was playing, he was still Ryan Tannehill, you know? Like, he was not Drake May by any means. But just something that caught my eye, caught my attention. 1 year later, he's fired. So, you know, like, it was a tough ending there is all I'm trying to say. It was a tough ending in Tennessee with those Titans. And it wasn't just interpersonal. It wasn't just that. Those two losing seasons, especially that 2022 season, That's, you know, something to keep an eye on. Something to keep an eye on. If it goes off the rails, if it goes off the tracks, is Mike Vrabel a guy who's capable of pulling it back on? I think that's TBD. That's TBD if we're looking at recent history here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.